Seated if you'd like.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. The war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken.
The ground began to shake, the sorrows rolled away. His birthday cup would not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated forever.
We sing hallelujah. one of those moments where you wouldn't trade for anything in the world what you feel and experience in the house of the Lord right now. There is nothing that can compare to it. Hallelujah. I believe we're going to be singing hallelujah. I believe we're going to get half of that hallelujah out of our mouth in this life and the other half in the other life. That we'll be on streets of gold. We're going to see him face to face before the song's even finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah here and hallelujah there. Worthy of all the highest praise in Jesus' name. We're going to ask the ushers to come at this time. Thank you, Lord, for what we feel in your house here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're continuing to do, Lord, in this place. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You have so much more for us, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, you bless this offering. Bless every faithful and cheerful giver and the ones given by faith this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't God good? God bless you for standing. You may be seated. We're going to give you an opportunity to, well, some of you already putting change in. That's all right. Brother and Sister Graham, why don't you come on? You can be seated. They've got a little skit, and then after the skit, they're going to announce our winners from last week, and then you're going to have opportunity to give. They'll have you stand up at the end of the skit, and then at that point, you can come and start putting money in. And the war's on. Oh.
After this is the final week of She's for Christ Penny War, and if you saw everybody's witnessed what's happened earlier today, this is She's for Christ. This happens all over the world. You're intentionally you're giving for to help this people feel the Spirit of God everywhere. And so after last week, we had a good week. Well, we weren't here. That's why probably. All right. So far the total raised is, hopefully you got those, $470. That's good. Yep. And so far, what do you want to know who's winning so far?
Lady, where's your white flags? Men's are winning. Men, they're leading by over $100.
There you go. All right. There you go. Pastor Wells.
All right, you can stand. If you have money to give, you can come on and give it right now. If you want to support the winners, you might want to put it all the pennies and the dollar. Thank you, Brother and Sister Graham. They did a wonderful job. They did this last year again this year. Thank you. Such a neat way to raise funds for She's for Christ. Again, I know I've said it a couple times before, but it bears repeating again. A special thanks to Sister Allie Kreger, who raised over $1,000 herself for She's for Christ and has applied to the district to be a part of the Real McCoy program. And so we thank you for that. And the change keeps coming. It's heating up. While they're giving, why don't you stand to your feet real quick? Turn in your Bibles, if you would. I promise I will not be long in my comments this morning. There's a penny. I'm going to put it in the women's jar just because. Understand this. Our program will never, ever, ever take precedent over the move of the Spirit. If we got to move things around and switch things around and do things at different times, we'll do that. Anytime someone is sincerely seeking after the Lord, everything else can be put on hold, can pause. I'm much more concerned with being in tune with the Spirit, power, and presence of God than I am about any program, any plan. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. My, 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 what a presence, what a great presence of the Lord. Brother Kreger, phenomenal job this morning teaching. Wonderful, wonderful job. Mark chapter number 3, one verse of scripture, verse number 27. And then 1 John chapter number 5, one verse number 4. I want to remind you tonight, 6 o'clock, second lesson in understanding the end time. Our DVD series with Reverend Irving Baxter, if you want to know about the end time, what is happening, how it relates, how that we are seeing things happen even now. A lesson tonight is on the One World Government, New World Order, how that is happening, how we're seeing that take place right now, fulfillment of the prophecy in the Word of God. And so we encourage you to come, be a part of that. There'll be a time for discussion, questions, that sort of fun. Well, first part is the presentation takes about an hour. And then we'll go downstairs for some fellowship. And there's really no, I mean, obviously we don't want to spend all night down there, but there's no exact 15-minute timeline, Sister D. But once we do want to gather back up for a time of going over questions and just revisiting the subject matter that we studied prior to retiring downstairs. But what a good time just getting together, having fellowship. I don't know about you, but I'm interested. I've already seen this that we're going to be seeing tonight, but I want to see it again. And I hope that you will come and be a part of it tonight at 6 o'clock, Understanding the End Time. Please remember, 2 weeks from this coming Sunday, on October the 1st, is our Taking It to the Streets. We're having a little get-together, inviting the community, praying for the community, praying for businesses in the community, inviting people to come, having bags and refreshments and food, and just we're putting on a spread and inviting the community to come. We've got permission from the mayor to block off the street and have a good time together. So we're just looking forward to that 2 weeks from today. And just a lot going on. If you have not signed up for Feed My Starving Children, that is a program where we go and prepare meals for those that are much less fortunate than we. And we have 35 slots. I looked at it right before service. There's only about 5 slots left. And so make sure you get to be a part of that. That is happening October the 6th. Mark chapter number 3, verse number 27. It says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first will bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But I say it takes faith. If I'm going to overcome the strong man, if I'm going to spoil his goods, if I'm going to overcome this world and what it intends to do to me and my soul, I must do so through faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Jesus, more than once, looked at those expectation of a miracle and understanding and said, be it unto you according to your faith. Faith. I want to preach shortly upon this subject, how we overcome. How we overcome. Lord, pray, Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, I'm so thankful. Moving of your presence in this place this morning. Lord, I'm just thankful that I was able to be here, God, and feel your power and your touch, God, to be in your presence. Precious people, lifting you up and magnifying your name that is above every name. Give you glory and honor and praise for who you are and what you do. You are so wonderful. God, we give you glory and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. How we overcome. To be able to overcome, to not be under the bondage of anything or anyone, but rather to be victorious, I would say, is the desire of us all. To be an overcomer, to be more than a conqueror. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 6:12. He said, all things are lawful unto me, but not all things are not expedient, rather. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Paul, can I paraphrase it and say it this way. Paul said, I want to overcome and not be overcome. There are certain things that I choose to do in my life. There are certain things that may be even lawful for me to do, but I'm not going to be brought under the power of them. I'm not going to be subject to being in bondage by them, so I won't participate in them. I won't allow those things to be in my life. Many of us have heard the old adage, to the victor goes the spoil. Just like in Mark chapter 3:27, where we read in our text, Jesus also makes the same statement. It's recorded in Matthew 12:29. He says, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. In other words, if one is to have the spoils, one must first be victorious and overcome the other. And then he will have the spoils. Now, when we think about this in an eternal sense, Revelation gives us a comprehensive list of the spoils for those that overcome. Revelation 2:7 says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Revelation 2:11 says, "He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Revelation 2:17 says, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Revelation 2:26, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." Revelation 3:5 says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 3:12 says, "He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Revelation 3:21 says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even also as I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." Revelation 21:7 says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." We readily recognize the struggle we are all involved in, the fight for our lives, if you will, the good fight of faith that we are all engaged in. But I think sometimes we neglect to realize the spoils that await those that overcome. What really is available to us, but not only in an eternal sense, not only in pleasures forevermore, not only in all these things that Revelation tells will be to those that overcome, but there's also a spoiling of principalities and powers that should take place in our lives here and now. There is a spoiling of the strong man and his goods that we need to understand is available to us right here and right now. There is overcoming. There is being more than a conqueror. There is being those that have the testimony that we overcame by the blood and the word of our testimony. That is happening here and now. We have availability to spoil the enemy. I'm not talking about spoiling doing him good. I'm talking about spoiling and taking what he has. Stay with me for a few moments. This is what the Apostle Paul said concerning Jesus' work on the cross while here on earth. Colossians 2:14 through 15, "Blotted out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." His work upon the cross was exemplified in showing that he was able to overcome. He was able to overcome all temptation. He was able to overcome the temptation to take himself down from the cross. He was able to overcome the temptation of calling down legions of angels to take him out of his misery. Jesus, as he hung upon the cross, was a testimony of God's power in human life to overcome. See, here's the understanding. When we take up our cross and we are crucified with Christ, when we refuse to give in to temptation, when we resist the carnal urges of our flesh, when we press on through persecution and we stand steadfast in a world that is steeped in sin, we are spoiling principalities and powers. We are showing them that the power of God in our life is greater than the temptation that they bring. We are showing principalities and powers when we resist carnal urges and we decide to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. We are showing them, "You do not have dominion over my life. I am not in bondage to you. Sin does not have its way in me. Oh, I may mess up every now and then, but you need to understand I walk by faith and not by sight. And tomorrow's another day, and you may have got a shot in today, devil, but tomorrow I'm getting a shot back, and tomorrow I'm overcoming. You may have fallen me falling today, but I'm getting back up tomorrow, for when I fall, I shall arise."
eyes. So rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Look at me, I'm still standing. Look at me, I'm still preaching. Look at me, I'm still praising. Look at me, I'm still singing. I'm still here at church on a Sunday morning. Oh, how it infuriates the enemy when we wake up on Sunday morning with a bounce in our step and a song in our heart, and we say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I like making the enemy mad. I like messing up his business. I like saying, oh, you may get so-and-so with that, but you ain't getting me with that devil. I won that fight a long time ago.
Now that we've rejoiced and shouted, I appreciate it, and we should. What about when we encounter a strong man that we have yet to overcome? And therefore, we cannot spoil his goods. Just stay with me for a little bit, because I really hope that I'm able to impart unto you what I believe God has placed inside of me. I really hope you're able to understand in these next few moments the sincerity, the understanding of Scripture. You see, the strong spiritual influences in my life may be much different than the strong ones in your life. Certain powers and principalities in our lives have been fed by our individual socialization, our environment, our experiences, and our encounters. Drug use has never been, and God willing, never will be, a strong man in my life. I wasn't raised up around people that did drugs. I didn't hang out with people in my teenage years that were druggies. I didn't experiment in college. Drugs have never been a strong man in my life. But for some, even now, they're saying that infants whose mothers were on drugs have a dependency, are born with a dependence. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the enemy is attacking even while in the womb. He is trying to get a foothold, and he's trying to introduce into the life strong principalities and powers. Where an individual who may have grown up with a dependency and an addiction, and then through his life as he's a part of that environment and socializes with other people, though drug addiction is not a strong man in my life, he may certainly be in someone else's. See, that's why the enemy knows he really doesn't have much foothold when it comes to drug use in my life. I'm just giving you an example. I want you to stay with me and understand what we're talking about when we're saying a strong man. You need to understand that some of you, as a result of even your upbringing and things that you've experienced and encountered in your life, abuses mentally, physically, sexually, there's things that have happened in your life, and there has been principalities and powers that have been fed by your circumstances and by your exposures and by your environment. Some of you don't even realize and understand, but even your upbringing and your parenting has facilitated certain strong men in your life. I'm about to get real. I'm about to introduce some things that we need to understand concerning the Scripture. Some of us, and please understand, this is not demeaning. This is, I want to help you, and I want you to understand there are going to come times in your life. We all have strong men. Your strong man may be different than my strong man, but we all have giants that we face in our life. We all have spiritual powers and principalities that have been fed and nourished, and they have been strengthened, and they have grown strong in our lives. Oh, here's what happens. As we ascend levels in the spirit realm, we plateau at a strong man. We reach a place where there was a strong man, where we're not yet able to bind him and spoil his goods. And just stay with me, because I hope I only got a few minutes left. But see, there's a difference between possession and oppression. Notice what Jesus said. He didn't say you are bound by the strong man. What he's saying is that the strong man has goods of yours. So in other words, let me give you an example. Pride may not control my life. It may not have me captive. I may not be possessed by pride. But what may happen is I may be oppressed because guess what? The strong man has pride. Catch this. And what pride holds captive, the strong man of pride is holding true humility captive. And until I become strong enough in faith, until I exercise enough, building up myself, praying in the Holy Ghost, until I pray and fast and reach a level to where my spiritual strength is strong enough to bind the strong man, I will stay right there. I'll hit that plateau spiritually and I won't truly grow and I'll be at this. That's why some people have been at the same place for years. Now listen, I'm not saying they're not going to heaven. I'm not saying they're not saved. What I'm saying is that they've met a strong man in the spirit and they're not able to spoil his goods. He still holds things that God intends for them to have. And the reason why you don't have it yet or I don't have it yet is because I'm not spiritually strong enough to bind the strong man that now possesses it. Now, just stay with me. So what happens? He said, I've had this rejection on my life, and I've had these things on my life, and I've felt inferior all my life, and I've dealt with all these wrestlings, and so now I've just grown up with this, and it's just strong, man. It's just plateau, and I'll never find myself worth, and I'll never understand who I truly am, and I'll never get the identity that God wants me to have. And it's not because God doesn't have the power to deliver. Say with me. Jesus said this. If I, by the finger of God, cast out devils. Like flicking a gnat. If I, by the finger of God, cast out devils. It is not a lack of power of God. God has all power in heaven and earth. Where the lack is the power of God working in me. I'll prove it to you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. But it doesn't stop there. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. So what has to happen? How do I overcome? How do I find and how do I recognize that I am at a plateau spiritually where I have met a strong man, and while he does not possess me, he possesses goods that are intended for me. Some of you are going to get bored here in just a minute. How do I overcome him? How do I get to a place where I can bind him and spoil his goods? How do I get the place where I finally have some self-worth and I have a better image of myself and I truly, how do I get past all the rejection and all the inferiority? How do I get to a place where I truly understand my identity in God? Tell me, Pastor, how do I overcome? Do you really want to know? Because it ain't going to be just by coming and sitting on a pew. And hearing a good sermon. And participating with a little bit of praise. That ain't how it's going to happen. Let me tell you how it's going to happen. It's like anything else. If there is something that is stronger than I, it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of effort. Let me tell you, faith without works is dead. That's why he said, this is our victory that we overcome, even our faith. It is only through faith. And faith without works is dead. Being alone, In other words, there's power there. He's placed that power. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We go crazy. But do we really truly understand what that means? The power is there. The ability to bind the strong man and spoil his goods is available to us. But here's the thing. If we don't exercise spiritually, if we don't pray more, and we don't fast more, and we don't do things in accordance with the will of God, where we are building ourselves up, and we are becoming stronger, we will not get past the plateau, and we will not spoil the strong man, and he will retain the goods that God means for us to have. So I am so tired of seeing people not able to overcome and not able to get past their past and not able to truly be victorious. And I'm not saying they're not saved, and I'm not saying they're good. They're not good children of God. They are. What I'm saying is that God has something better for you. Just right now, it's bound up by the strong man. There are powers and principalities. There are the rulers of the darkness of this world. There is spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you and I are going to be able to bind the strong man and spoil his goods, we have got to get stronger in spirit. And let me just be straight up and honest with you. There are sometimes it happens in a moment. The faith comes, and there are sometimes when people will come. I've seen it. I know some of you have seen it. And they'll come, and though they've been addicted to nicotine for years, or though they've been an alcoholic for years, they will come. And in a moment, the strong man will be bound, and they will spoil his goods, and they will walk out free of that addiction. Here's the thing. Now this is a whole other subject, and I'm going to preach on a whole other time, but I've been for some time, and I'm still studying, and you're just going to have to take my word for it right now. All right? I'll prove it to you later on, but take my word for it right now. Your brain and my brain is a spiritual organ. The Bible tells us that he is going to write on the fleshly tablets of the heart. He is not talking about the blood-pumping organ in your body. What in your body has two tablets? Right hemisphere, left hemisphere. Do you realize? And I know, just give me a few minutes, okay? I'm going to try to hurry, but just give me a few moments. Do you realize that medically, every experience and encounter creates new connections and synapses in your brain, and your brain is constantly rewiring. Every day and every encounter. Let me tell you what's happening. Let me tell you why some people can with the utmost conviction and convince themselves, and they will say things like this, "Well, I was born this way." Let me tell you what has happened. The enemy has written upon the brain. Experience and encounter and socialization and education and things that are not of God and are of unrighteousness have written upon the brain. There's case studies I can show you that will prove to you that things like TBI or traumatic brain injury and other cases where there's loss of blood will cause people's personalities to change. It will cause their behavior to change. So you cannot convince me that your brain is not a spiritual organ. I believe that it is a spiritual organ. That's why the Bible says, "And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing or rewriting of your mind." Let me tell you what's happening when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what the Bible is talking about when it says that the Spirit maketh groanings for us with intercession and groanings which we don't understand. Let me tell you what is going on in the spirit realm. Let me tell you what is happening anatomically. Spiritually, your brain is being written upon. And when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, and when you're fasting, and when you're participating in spiritual stuff, let me tell you what you are doing. You are putting the pen in the hand of the Spirit, and you are saying, write upon my brain. Renew me in the spirit of my mind. So here's the thing. The Bible tells us that sin writes with an iron pen with a diamond point. Read it. It's in there. And so you've had experiences and encounters in your life, and you've been socialized, and you've been brought up certain ways, and you've been belittled, and you've been put down, and you've been ridiculed, and that's written upon you. So now writing up there on the tablets of your heart are things like you don't matter and you don't have much worth and nobody cares about you. And it's been writing on you. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody in the Holy Ghost right now. And so what's happening is you've got all this scribbling of sin and you've got all this fragmented stuff that's up there. And God's saying, oh, if you'll just spend some time with me, if you'll place the pen in the hand of the Spirit, I'll start making some adjustments. I'll start rewriting some things. I'll start disconnecting things that don't need to be connected. And I'll start connecting things that need to be connected. There's more, but I gotta quit. Stand. Fear does not hold me captive. Fear holds courage and confidence captive. That's why courage is not the absence of fear, it's the conquest of it. I'm able to overcome it. And once I'm able to overcome it, guess what? I spoil his goods and I take from him my courage and my confidence. I don't know. Are you at all interested in overcoming fear? Are you at all interested in overcoming doubt? Are you at all interested in overcoming rejection and a bad self-image? Are you interested in all in being an overcomer? Let me tell you how you overcome. You spend time in the presence of God. You spend time as his Spirit writes upon the fleshly tablets of your heart. It's amazing to me how just a few moments in the presence of God can completely change my perception. How just a few moments in the power of presence of God where I came feeling down, all of a sudden I start feeling much better. You think that's just coincidence? Let me tell you what's happening. The Spirit is writing. God's power easily binds the strong man and spoils his goods. God's power, just the finger of God. Let me tell you, you and I have the potential. All things are possible with God. You have, through the power of God, through your faith, to overcome that fear, to overcome that rejection, to overcome that abuse, to overcome those things that wrote upon your mind for so long. You have the power and the potentiality through the power and presence of God to overcome. Why stay at that plateau? Why stay there? Why keep allowing that strong man to have his will in relation to goods that God has for you? Do you want to get them? Do you want to spoil? Do you want to, like the song says, I went to the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from me. Well, you know, I used to have joy, Pastor. I used to really enjoy living for the Lord. And I used to be this bitter and have to deal with all these things. I really used to be encouraging and optimistic, and now I'm negative and pessimistic. Let me tell you what's happening. Let me tell you what's going on. Is that you've encountered a strong man. And he's got your goods. You've encountered a strong man in the Spirit. And he's wrapped up your joy and he's holding it hostage. And the only way you're going to get it back is you've got to have some faith. You've got to believe it's for me. God said I can have it. I'm laying claim to the promise and I'm going forward. You got to get the spirit of Caleb that says, hey, Moses, give me that mountain. I'm just as strong today as I was 40 years ago. I want it. God said I could have it. He promised it to me and it ain't going to happen the first time maybe, or even the second time maybe, but you keep coming back and you keep building yourself up praying in the Holy Ghost. And you keep exercising your spiritual muscles. And before long, you're going to be able to look at that strong man and say, hey, Bubba, I've come for you. And I'm going to get my goods. I'm going to take back what the enemy's had for so long. This is how we overcome. As long as we stay in our current state of spirituality, we will not ascend to the next level. The strong man will keep his spoils, and we will proceed no further than the plateau on which he stands. And it's not a lack of the power of God, it's a lack of the power of God working in me. However, if faith will find me working and growing, if faith will have me doing more, Lord, I thank you that your word has shown me that I met a strong man. And Lord, I'm not going to be content with him having those things in my life that you have intended for me. I wish you would pray this prayer right now. Lord, I believe that you have the power to deliver. You have the power to strengthen me so that I would be able to bind the strong man and spoil his goods. So I would not be subject to anything. I would not be brought under the bondage of anything. Nothing would have power over me, Lord. You're helping me to understand that you give me the power to overcome. And so let me exercise my faith. Let me do more work for you and your kingdom. Let me pray more. Let me fast more. Let me do more for you, God, that I be able to bind the strong man and spoil his goods. His power is available. Jesus, our ultimate example, our hero. Look at what Hebrews said concerning him. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Are you tired of being the victim? See, some of you have played the victim so long, you don't really know how to be a victor.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to know how to be a victor, I'm going to be straight up with you. You have to spend less time in front of the TV and more time on the floor on your face. You have to spend less time being entertained and more time entertaining the power and presence of God.
Amen. Yes.
I'm just going to be straight up with you. Or you're going to always be the victim, and you're always going to have this low self-image, and you're always going to have these problems, and you're always going to have these struggles. I tell you how to overcome, but I can't overcome for you. You got to do it yourself. You got to determine, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of strong men having goods that God has meant for me. I'm going to take it back. Altars are open. If you feel if what I've said is a word for you this morning, as I would ask you to do, why don't you come forward?
breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise.
You need a breakthrough
when I lift and glorify your name.
You're tired of that strong man standing on the plateau.
I shout, you are
the tired of that giant in the valley.
You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name. Breakthrough when I
Scripture encourages us, building up yourselves on this most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. God will allow strong men, things in your life to challenge you. There will be Goliaths standing in the valley and mock. Do I have the faith? Can I look back at past miracles, things that have happened in my life, from that find faith to believe that this giant can be conquered too. A strong man won't always be stronger than me. I'm going to keep working out. I'm going to keep lifting. I'm going to keep doing those things, feeding myself good things of God so that I become stronger. One of these days, I'm going to have the faith. Bind the strong man and spoil his goods. One more time, can you lift your hands all over this house? Lord, it's not your will that any of us be the foe on the battlefield of the Spirit. If we don't bind and spoil his goods, we are good soldiers of Jesus Christ, Lord, and we should understand that with your power and with your help, as I grow in matured faith, what used to trip me up years ago doesn't trip me up anymore, but there's things now that I face that are stronger.
Yes.
So I must grow, I must mature, so that I can bind the strong and spoil his goods. Help me to grow in you, God. For this is how we overcome, even our faith. This is how we're victorious. Grow and mature in you and gain strength so that we are able to bind the strong man and spoil his goods. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. May go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.